The Shadow Snake of Chichen Itza. Twice a year, something extraordinary happens at an ancient pyramid in the Yucatan. You can stand there and watch it. The pyramid is called El Castillo, the castle, and it sits in the center of Chichen Itza, a city the Maya built more than 1,000 years ago. It rises about 75 feet from the jungle floor, a stepped pyramid with 4 staircases, one on each side, each staircase climbing steeply from the grassy plaza to a square temple at the top. The stone is gray and weathered, covered in places with pale green lichen. From a distance, it looks geometric, precise, almost mathematical. Because it is. Count the steps on one staircase, 91. Multiply by 4 staircases, 364. Add the platform at the top, and you get 365, the number of days in a year. That is not a coincidence. The Maya built calendars into their architecture the way modern engineers build wiring into walls. The structure is a calendar you can climb. But the staircases are not the most remarkable thing about El Castillo. Look at the bottom of the north staircase. On each side of the lowest step, there are 2 carved stone serpent heads, huge, open-mouthed snake heads jutting out from the base of the pyramid. For most of the year, they just sit there. 2 stone carvings at the base of some stairs. Nothing moves. Then the equinox approaches. Around the March and September equinoxes, when day and night are nearly the same length, the late afternoon sun hits the northwest corner of the pyramid at a precise angle. Over several days around each equinox, the stepped edges of the pyramid, those sharp, geometric corners climbing toward the top, cast a series of triangular shadows on the balustrade, the stone wall that runs along the north staircase. 7 triangles of shadow and light, alternating, connected to each other, making a zigzag pattern that runs from near the top of the staircase all the way down to the stone serpent heads. It looks exactly like a giant snake sliding down the pyramid. The triangles of shadow form the serpent's body. The carved stone head at the bottom is the serpent's head. Light and stone, together, create a creature that isn't there. A snake made of shadows, descending from the sky to the earth. The effect takes about 45 minutes to form as the sun moves across the sky. The triangles appear one by one, connecting slowly, the serpent assembling itself as the afternoon light shifts. Then, as the sun sets, the shadow snake fades and disappears. The Maya designed this. There is no other explanation. They calculated the pyramid's exact position on the ground, its exact orientation to the points of the compass, the exact height and depth and angle of each stepped level. So that around those equinox days, the afternoon sunlight and the pyramid's geometry would combine to create a serpent descending from sky to earth. They did this more than 1,000 years ago, without computers, without telescopes, without satellite images or laser levels or any of the tools we use today to measure angles and positions. They watched the sky year after year, generation after generation, tracking exactly where the sun rose and set on every single day of the year, measuring shadows, noting angles, building up a body of knowledge so deep and so precise that they could encode it permanently in stone. The shadow snake still appears, twice a year, exactly the way the Maya designed it. The angle of the sun around the equinox doesn't change. The pyramid still works, perfectly, after 1,000 years. Because the people who built it understood the sky well enough to write their knowledge into a building that would outlast them by centuries.